Dylan Burns, a digital scholarship librarian and creator of the exhibit, says the project aims to spread a message that death should be honored instead of feared.
It harkens back to days when the funeral was in the home. It really sort of, it's this last moment as a family.
White walls are covered with black drapes. Funeral pictures and photographs of gravestones hang on the wall, along with printed versions of legends about death. Burns' inspiration for the display came while he was looking through the library's archives. That's where he saw photographs of funerals, a tradition of the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
Especially for the death of young children, this was a moment when parents and family members could, get a memento, not to sort of go back to the title of the exhibit, but to get a reminder of this this child who had.
And although death is often seen as taboo, USU folklore professor Lynn McNeil says this exhibit helps normalize the inevitable.
This is the one time of year that we really get to embrace this topic that has sort of become verboten at other times. We don't like to think about death. We don't like to be close to death. We don't like to have that intimate connection that these photographs show that we had at one time. And yet we need to, clearly on some level.
The exhibit at the USU Merrill Kazier Library continues through December. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allison Berg.